4LIN, listening.
WDJW Mobile.
4DJW, KB4CVA, how you doing, Dave?
Nice to get out on a sunny day like today, after all that rain. How you doing?
I'm helping my daughter move some of her Christmas decorations from her younger sister's house. she has some stuff in the basement, and so we got that all loaded up. So now I'm headed to her house, and she wants me to put up a stand on the wall for a mount on the wall for her 65-inch TV. So that's gonna be fun.
Stud finder. Those TVs are heavy. You can't put one of those expanding nuts on the back of sheetrock with that stuff. You gotta hit 2x4 to do that.
Hopefully her house isn't built like mine. I found out that when we had the bathroom remodeled, that our house, all the studs are on 24 inches on center.
The house, I don't know what the standard is now. I think mine's something like 18 or some odd number. It's not like a foot or a half a foot or 2 feet or something like that. It's like 18 inches or something like that.
Well, the standard when I was building was 16 inches on center, and most builders that I know of, that's what they use. You save a little money, but, it sure makes it difficult to put anything heavy on the wall unless it fits that measurement. So I'll tell you, it really ticks me off to find out they did that. That's within code, but in the kitchen we found one that was 25 inches on center.
2 feet and an inch. That's pretty far out. The racks that I've used to put them up, they don't care where the studs are. You just put the rails on the studs, and then the rails that ride those rails, perpendicular to them, float left and right, so you can center it wherever you want.
Yeah.
You're not limited to finding two studs in the center of the wall that are equally spaced from each end of the wall.
So, say that first part again.
They have two vertical rails that mount on the wall, anywhere on 2 2x4s, and then two horizontal rails that float across those two vertical rails, so that you can slide the TV left and right once you put those rails on the horizontal rails on the vertical rails. They slide to the left and the right easy enough, so that you don't have to worry about getting the part that's mounted on the wall centered on the wall. You can center the TV without that part that's mounted on the wall being centered.
I got what you're talking about. So, yeah. So, I'm sure her house is, built to, better spec than mine. I can't believe that they let somebody. But evidently, all the houses are built like that. In that neighborhood, there's 250 homes in there. And, so anyway. And most of them, if not all of them, are on a slab. And I know some people that have had their floor, the concrete, dug up to get to some little leaks inside the house, because everything, all the pipes run through the concrete. So, good cow. Told my wife, so we need to move.
Like that once over there near where Tom lives, we're right on the same road, it had a basement that was built on a slab and then poles that held the house up above the basement. And I never had any problem with it. It worked fine for me. I liked that house a lot. Full. The basement was the same size as the house, so I had all kinds of elbow room. Anyway, I'm about to pull in Staples here, drop off some shipping packages. If you're still there when I get out, I'll ping you again. KP4CBA, W4DJW.
Worked out good because I just pulled up at my daughter's house, so I'm going to back up this steep driveway. I had to put this thing in four-wheel drive just to get up the driveway to back up. Anyway, talk to you later, and always a pleasure. KP4CBA clear.